Good morning. It's Monday morning. That's right, Monday morning. It's October the 20th. And I thank the Lord for this opportunity to join you once again. And we thank God for you. God bless you. You're an early riser. Well, I'm your host, Aubrey Gregory, for the next 30 minutes or so. And this is Global Time with Christ Jesus, where we come together with the idea of lifting up and interceding for those things that God would place on our heart on this morning. So we praise Him and we thank Him for the rest that we've had. We thank Him for this day, for giving it to us, presenting it to us as an outstanding gift. And it would be good for us to give it back to Him, surrendering it freely. Freely receive, freely give. This way He can create this day for you and me in whatever way that He desires, because we understand that He is almighty. He is the only wise God. And today He has provided this day for us. So I trust that your heart is filled with joy at this point. If not so, hopefully by the end of our prayercast today, your heart would be saturated with His joy and His peace. Let us go to the Lord in prayer, because we want Him to know that He's welcome in our midst. Father, we do thank You today. It's new. And for us, we've never seen this day before. The earth has never seen this day before. This is one of so many that You have blessed the earth with. You've blessed the nations. You've blessed us individually with this day. And we want You to have Your way in this day, that all that's said and done would remind the entire world that You are God and You are the Creator, and there's no one else but You. You were there at the beginning and before the beginning, and You are there at the last, and You're here now. So we bless Your precious name today. Have Your way among us today. Show us new light. Take us further. Give us what we do not have. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord, and welcome to you on this Monday morning. And it's in our zone, it's chilly out, to say the least. It's quite cool. It's probably in the 40s. And we thank God for this day anyhow. And today, we are focused on asking for today's fresh bread. How many know that God has fresh bread daily? There's nothing like fresh bread, meaning it was prepared just right and early for this particular day. It's not left from yesterday. It's for today. And so, in Matthew chapter 6, the disciples wanted to know how to pray, and God, through His Son Jesus Christ, prepared a model that comes down to you and I today for how to pray. and it's famously known as the Lord's Prayer. Actually, it's not. It's our prayer. The Lord's Prayer is in Luke 17, where he prayed, and we got to overhear his private conversation with his Father, or our Father in heaven. But let us look at what he said, meaning Jesus, in his instructions to us in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 7. He says, "And when you pray, do not heap up empty phrases as the Gentiles do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask." Isn't that awesome? He says, "Pray then like this: Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven." And then verse 11 comes our theme. "Give us this day our daily bread." Give us this day our daily bread. Faith covers worldly as well as spiritual needs. It also drives away anxiety and unnecessary worry about what we will eat, drink, and what we will wear. Faith brings great peace of mind and perfect peace in our hearts. When we pray for our daily bread, we are, in fact, excluding tomorrow out of our prayers because we do not look for tomorrow's needs or tomorrow's bread. From Jesus' instruction, what we learn is that those who pray best pray for today's, not tomorrow's needs. Prayer for tomorrow's needs may be unnecessary because tomorrow might not exist at all. So for that reason, we pray and focus on today only. Today. Can you see that? Today's bread. Praise God for that insight. Well, I have a praise report, and before we go to that, let me remind us of what our protocol is. If you'd like to make a comment, you would like to say amen or praise the Lord, you want to be heard on the air doing that, whatever it is, you may have a praise report, you may have a prayer request, or you just want to let your voice sound in some kind of praise or affirmation of what God is saying, even in these moments, simply press button 1 on your phone, and we'll have the privilege of hearing you. You'll be heard once you press button 1. And we want to accept the responsibility for what God has given to us, and he's given us this privilege to be connected to each other and be connected throughout the earth, really, because anyone that log into our program, wherever they are on the earth, will hear this prayer cast. So you and I, if you're willing, God wants to use you and me to sound the petitions and the prayers for those who we might never meet or know about in this side of life. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I thank God for that opportunity. So just press button one on your phone and your line will be made live so you can be heard. So this is different from a prayer line. This is a prayer cast, an internet broadcast, and that's the difference. So we welcome you and we thank you for joining us on this day. Well, if you have a praise report, just sound it. But I have one that I will sound. Well, actually, it's a couple of them. We prayed for a wonderful lady by the name of Sonia while she had entered into the hospital for surgery. And she came through that very well. God brought her through that, and she actually came to our offices on this past week, and it was just great to see her up. She is a very courageous and bold lady. She was diagnosed with stomach cancer, and so now she will be heading, I believe, this week or some time soon to radiation therapy and all that goes with the intervention for her health and healing. So we thank God for bringing Sonia through this episode or this phase of her treatment. The surgery went well. So thank you for having joined us in intercession for her. It's just amazing. And we also are thanking God for Malaika's baby boy, which whom is home. And she sent us photos of him, and he looks like a football player. The kid, he was birthed at 8 pounds, and he is quite huge for his a few days here on our planet. And so he's doing fine. The word out on him is just that he wouldn't sleep at night. So Malaika is quite exhausted from the joy of that experience. So we thank God for answering those prayers. Today we want to pray for the homeless men and women. We are deeply touched by the need of individuals for what you and I would take for granted as a warm space, a space to call your own, a space that reflects you and who you are. And there are so many that do not have that. And the weather now is very, very cool. It's doing 40s at night in our zone, and the wind is very busy, moving at great speeds. So it only increases the discomfort. So we want to pray for the men and the women that do not have a place, a warm place in which to dwell. They have to sojourn in transportation terminals like Penn Station here in Newark. It's just horrible when you think about it. So let us pray for them. I'm going to ask Jennifer Clark, Sister Jennifer Clark, if she's on. I'm going to ask her to hit one and lead us in that prayer. I don't know if she's on. Okay, I guess she is. Okay, Sister Jennifer, you're on live. Good morning.
Yes, Pastor. I have to be on mute because I'm heading out the door as we speak. I apologize.
Okay. All right. That's fine, and thank you for being on this morning. But if there's someone else that would like to take that up and lead us in prayer for the homeless men and women that are around. We see them around. We see them in the streets. We pass them by. And it would be something if we sense or feel nothing, even as we pass them by. Because they're humans like us. And we don't know the circumstances or situation that exists for them that allows and causes them to not have what is really a very human set of circumstances, being able to have a place and a space that's your own. So if you would like to pray for those persons right now, and I believe God wants us to do that, I don't think there's a question about that, well then would you press 1 on your phone, and you can lead us in that prayer. The difference between being and having a comfortable place to stay, a zone that you can identify with as your own, can be the difference between a paycheck. That's all it takes in today's world, today's economy. So you're welcome to press button 1 on your phone and pray. And what this does for you, it expands your faith, even as you face the challenges that are in your life. Because you're concerned, as God is, about someone else who is just a human being like us. Father, we thank you for the fact that we can have our daily bread. But our bread just for today, because you are God over this day. We thank you that you've provided, and your heart and will is that all of your creation would have the basic necessities so that we can pursue the purpose and interests that for which you've placed us on the earth. In the name of Jesus, we lift up those men and women that are homeless. And we do so in the name of Jesus because he described himself as not having a place to rest his head. He too knew what it was like to be outside of some of the normal comforts that we are blessed with. So we pray today for those men and for those women that you would be able to have doors open in front of them that invites them to a place of normal comfort. Give them their daily bread today, as you have given us. Give them the food and the raiment that they need. You provide for the birds. We know that you will and can provide for these men and for these women. Comfort their hearts and minds. We stand against every spirit of depression and oppression that would attack their minds and their spirits while they are going through these difficult circumstances. Bless them, Lord. Bless them. We pray that they will find comfort and respite from the elements, and that they will look up and know that you are God. They will give you the praise. They will give you the honor and the glory that is due to your name. You know their pain right now. We speak to their hearts and minds. We speak your peace. We speak your healing, your touch, your deliverance to them. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. You are worthy to be praised and adored. Your name is Lord, Lord of hosts, Lord Almighty. Bless your name today, even as we search our hearts, to line our hearts up with your heart and your desires for this day. Thank you for your daily bread. Thank you for being faithful, as you've always been. This is another day in which we can see and know that you are God, because you change not. We thank you on this day, and we bless your holy name. Amen. And amen. Now we have a space where we can give God some praise, have a praise report, which will encourage our hearts. So if you have a praise report, don't hold it. Surrender it so that you have more things to praise Him about, because you're so thankful for what He's already done. And if you have a prayer request, well, let your faith go forth. We will join our faith to yours, because we want to see the Lord glorified, and He wants to be glorified. He wants to show Himself strong concerning you. So, but you must press the button. That's how it works. You woke up today and you're not sitting in the dark, we don't think. And that was because you threw the switch and you released the power that was behind that switch. And so you have light in your dwelling. Well, it's the same thing with prayer and praise. Release it and God will do the rest. From there, the power will flow. The power will flow. Father, today we pray that the spirit of praise and prayer would descend upon us. so that we are able, by decision, to give you the praise, and we can receive the breakthrough that we desire simply because we are willing to praise you. We are willing to call. You said, call unto me, and I will hear from heaven, and I will answer. We thank you, Lord, for the open door and the access, and that we can connect with you on this day. We ask you to not hold our debts against us as we release those who are indebted to us on this day. Forgive us for all our sin, for all our unrighteousness. Apply the blood of Jesus Christ, the only blood that would work to deliver and to save. So we stand upon your word, which says that you will forgive us if we confess for all our sin, and you will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Father, we need your cleansing today. We need your forgiveness. So we present ourselves as available for your forgiveness on this day. Help us so that we will be strong. We'll be able to stand against all of the wiles of the adversary. We'll be able to show forth your glory on this day, beginning even now, because we're standing on your word. Thank you for applying his blood to our hearts, to our lives, so that we now have clean hands by Christ Jesus. We thank you. Have your way in our lives all of this day. Lead and guide. Instruct and teach on this day so that we're changed from faith to faith, from strength to strength, and we begin to shine brighter and brighter unto the day of your appearing. Have your way in our hearts and in our lives, even now, as we seek our daily bread from you. The psalmist David said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, or their children begging for bread. So we thank you, Lord, for food and for clothing and for shelter. With your help, we are learning not to worry about everyday life, whether we'll have food, drink, or raiment, because our lives are more than food, and our bodies are more than clothing. Father, today, remove from us the bread of idleness, gossip, discontent, self-pity. We will not eat those, because you supply all our needs from your glorious riches, which have been given to us in Christ. Our hearts are filled with thanksgiving right now, because we do not live on bread alone, but every word that comes from you, and we're listening at all times. Your words fill our heart with joy and with happiness. You are the Word that became flesh and lived among us. You are the bread of life that gives us life on this day. You are the living bread. You came down from heaven and gave your body for the life of this entire world. And because we eat of that bread, we will live forever. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, welcome to you for joining us on this Monday morning, October the 20th, in the year of our Lord, 2014. I trust that your heart is filled with praise and with thanksgiving for what God has done. Woke you up, kept you while you sleep. And now we're together for one purpose, and that is to give him praise and to lift up any prayer requests that you may have that the Lord has placed on your heart to pray for today. Try to discern what that is so that you can have the benefit of us adding our faith to yours and we bring it to the Lord. If you'd like to speak, if you'd like to be heard in our prayer cast, just simply press the button 1 on your telephone, and that effectively results in your line being open, and so you can share your praise report of what God has done in response to prayers, whether it was prayed here on this prayer cast or privately, but we want to give God the glory. Then also, if you would like to sound a request, or you just like to have a praise, an amen come out of your zone going towards heaven, well, just press the button 1 on your telephone, and that allows you to be heard. We want to now, we've prayed for the homeless men and women, and God knows that they need prayer. Okay, your line is open, 429-39. That's your line. If that's your line, speak. Welcome. Good morning.
Pastor, this is Rhonda Holland. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Rhonda. Praise God. Good to hear from you.
Yes. I was just calling this morning for you to pray for my husband. He had a bad night again last night. And I just wanted you to lift him up in prayer.
Okay. Help us to come together in agreement with you. What specifically occurred so that we can pray specifically?
He has diabetes.
Okay.
And it's getting a little out of control again. He's not, his levels are up. And he's not feeling well from them.
Okay. All right.
And last night was just like a bad night for him. You know, things have started getting better, and it seems like all of a sudden, you know, the levels are rising again. He's just not feeling well. I just want to know.
Okay, I see. We will touch and agree with that. Are you in the same room with him right now? Is he asleep? Is he awake?
We're right here together.
Pardon me?
We're right here together.
Okay. All right.
Right here.
Just put your right hand on him, please. The Father.
Okay.
We believe you for healing. We believe you for deliverance. By the stripes that were placed on our Lord Jesus Christ, that's how we are healed. Because his body was broken for us, and we can be made whole. Father, we pray for our brother right now in the name of Jesus, that you would touch his body from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. May your healing virtue, your healing energy would light upon him. We send your word of deliverance and healing to every cell of his body, so that his body begins to respond to medications, respond to interventions for relief as this disease tries to take over. We speak to that disease and we command Satan to take up his weapons and flee. That our brother would have peace not only in his mind and his heart, but in his body, in the name of Jesus, relieving the pain and all of the things that would prevent rest. We speak peace to his mind, even now, in the name of Jesus, that his confidence in you would rise, even as together we call upon your mighty name, Jesus, the name above every other name. Touch our brother right now, and we speak peace to his wife as well. We speak peace to the atmosphere in which they dwell. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I want to thank you for that prayer request. We'll continue to pray for him. God has given us the opportunity to pray, and we thank God for that. Thank you for your prayer request. And let us know. Let us know how he's doing and what God is doing, more importantly. Praise the Lord.
You
have a blessed day as well.
God bless you and first lady.
Yes. Thank you. Does anyone else have a prayer request or praise report? God is moving, and the story is told in the New Testament of the Pool of Bethesda, where people that had needs for deliverance and healing would lay around the pool daily, because the legend said that every once in a while an angel would come down and stir the water, and who gets in there first receives their healing, their deliverance. So to speak, the water is stirred today, and those who move on it, they will receive for themselves or on behalf of someone else the healing and deliverance that is needed. So the required action is to press the button on your phone that says 1, and you will be able to give and bring into existence what it is that you would like to see God do. But he says, we ask not, so we receive not. The universe is a action universe. So, in the meantime, we will pray today for our families. There are those who you would like to see the Lord change and transform their lives. If you have people like that in your family, you may want to signal that you're expecting God to do something in that direction. If there's no expectation, there's no deliverance. So we're going to pray for those that are unsaved, that are still living in darkness and rebellion. Even though there may be light just nearby, well, let us bring God's grace, the same grace that touched our lives, that brought us to where we are. Well, that same grace is available for them. Father, we lift up the unsaved ones in our families. We lift them up on this day. We ask for mercy. We ask that your grace would be released towards them. We touch and agree that our clan, our household, our tribe would worship you, would bow before you, would submit to you, even on this day. We thank you for providing this day as one more opportunity for many to call on your name, to call on your forgiveness and on your mercy. We pray that by your Spirit you would move in and among our families to bring about deliverance, salvation, so that we and our households are saved. We thank you right now for the opportunity that the cross and your crucifixion, your death, and your resurrection is powerful and is effective and available to us and to our families. We thank you right now. We give you the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, that is signaling us that we are at the end of our program on today. We trust that you're leaving with confidence. You're feeling the peace. You're experiencing the joy that comes from having been with Jesus. So we thank you for joining us today. I'd like to leave this benediction with you, this word, and this word will stand and does stand. It comes from Philippians chapter 4 and verse 20. It says, "Now unto God and our Father be glory forever and ever." And I love the way it ends. It ends with amen, which means so shall it be. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Let's glorify him, because he is our God and Father forever and ever. Thank you for joining us on this Monday morning. As cool as it is, have a wonderful day. And we look forward to being with you again on Tuesday at 6 o'clock sharp. bring your praise report and a prayer request with you. Put that into your luggage and wheel it in. Praise the name of the Lord. The Lord will be there to meet us.